Thanks for listening to the Gregor Show podcast. Are you looking for something unique? Lakewood has a large selection of special edition trucks by Chevrolet. Life is too short not to be special. Learn more at lakewoodchev.com.
I don't even know what the hell metabolism is, but I think it's slow. So, first of all, what is it?
Yeah, basically what your metabolism is how many calories your body burns every day to maintain its basic life functions and to do the activity that you force it to do in a day. So if you're at rest, it's called basal metabolic rate. So if you're doing nothing, you still burn calories, especially for your brain to think, for your heart to pump the blood, for your lungs to take in oxygen, that kind of stuff. So everything, even laying on a couch all day long, you're still going to burn some calories in your day. And then the active metabolic rate would be just then including whatever activity and exercise you did in that day on a regular basis.
Okay. So now when you have, quote, a slow metabolism, how is that a problem for most people? What happens? What changes?
Yes. So a lot of people will say that, yeah, my metabolism is slow and that's the reason I'm so obese. But I've been doing a little bit of research on that. And so it seems like it's only a problem in about 5% of the population. The other 95% of the people out there have a metabolism that's within 200 or 300 calories of what would be considered a normal metabolism. So it's really 5% that might have some thyroid issues that they might probably want to see an endocrinologist about and just see if they might have to take some medication for it.
Okay. Now, the three components that make up someone's metabolism, how can you... can you speed it up naturally?
Well, let's talk about the components. So of your metabolism, of all the calories you burn in a day, approximately 70% of it is just your basal metabolic rate. It's really what you burn at rest. So it's really genetic that way. There are some people, like, you know, Woods, you have on the show all the time. He's got a fast metabolism. He's constantly jittery and he's got anxiety all the time. So he burns a lot of calories just being nervous all day long. So you have some people that have that. So that makes about 70% of your calories there. The other 10% of it also comes from the thermic effect of food. So about whatever you eat in your day, about 10% of the calories that you eat are going to be burned off just in the digestion process.
Okay.
And then the other 20% or so, depending on how active you are, is how much activity you do in a day. So a sedentary person, probably only 10% of their calories in their day come from activity that they do. They might have a desk job. They don't move around or exercise regularly. But if you have a professional athlete, probably up to 50% of the calories that they burn in a day come from activity and not as much as from their basal metabolic rate.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. And then for speeding it up, yeah, so let's talk about that. So for speeding it up, there's really only a couple of ways you can kind of do that. So number one is if you do lift weights, muscle is a very metabolic active tissue. So you do get extra calorie burn just having more muscle on your body. And it's approximately 6 calories for every pound of muscle, or about 13 calories for every kilogram of muscle. So it's not as much as we thought it was. But if you do put on 5 or 10 pounds of muscle tissue, you know, that is another, you know, 30 to, you know, 60 calories a day that you're going to be burning. Over the course of a month and a year, it can make a difference. But it's not as much as we thought. And the other way is from EPOC. That's called excess post-oxygen consumption. So from there, that's really the high-intensity workouts that people are doing. You get an afterburning effect temporarily, maybe up to an hour or two after an intense workout. Your body's at a more metabolically active rate. Plus, it's kind of repairing itself from the damage you did to it from the workout as well. So it's not as long as some places say that they can burn calories 36 hours later. The after 1 or 2 hours, it becomes almost minuscule how many more calories after that.
Yeah, okay. Now, a lot of people, some people say, hey, with thyroid issues, you know, that can impact. And if so, then you got to go check out the right proper doctor, and he can get you on some things to potentially help it.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. So for about 5% of the people out there, it is a serious issue, and you have to be careful with that. The other thing you want to be careful so you don't screw up your metabolism is you don't want to lose weight rapidly. So it seems like, and they got this information from a study they did on Biggest Loser participants, and they found that those people that lost weight so quickly lost about 500 calories per day of their basal metabolic rate because of the starvation mode they put their body in and the quickness of how they lost fat. So if you are losing weight, it's probably better to lose it a little bit slower, maybe a pound to 2 pounds per week, three maybe if you're really, really big. But try not to drop it too fast because your metabolism will suffer. And then, you know, it's going to be harder for your body to maintain its weight because it has to survive on less and less calories.
Now, what have, we talked about how to potentially increase it. What now? Does age, does your metabolism naturally decrease?
Oh, yeah, that's unfortunate. It's a never winning battle, buddy. So it's about 2%. Every decade of life that you're going to have a slower metabolism. So it doesn't sound like a lot, but really 2% can over the course of time can add up to quite a few calories. So you just have to be careful as you get into your 40s, 50s, and 60s. If you want to be as lean as you were in your 20s and 30s, you have to either expend more energy or you have to consume less calories.
Paul Blackis from Custom Fit. Join us now. Blackis, I don't know if you do your research. Do steroids help, decrease, increase, do anything with it?
For your metabolism?
Yeah.
I don't know about steroids for metabolism. They definitely help you put on muscle, which indirectly can increase your metabolism. But there are drugs out there that you can take. A lot of competitors and figure competitors, that kind of thing. They take some ephedrine and caffeine, which speeds up your nervous system and your heart rate. So it does burn more calories that way, but there's a lot of side effects for that. You know, high blood pressure, anxiety, jitterness, nervousness. It's not something you'd want to do long term. But there are people that take them for shows, absolutely. But I think they're illegal in Canada.
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely they are. Yeah. 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 You don't want to be taking them on purpose. Well, I guess there are some that are legal, of course, due to health reasons. But for
yeah,
the most
absolutely.
Part, no.
Yeah. You better be careful with those.
You don't want to be getting the black street on the black market ones either. They're not overly.
You never know
safe.
What else they sort of mix in there.
So to wrap it up, what is your suggestion for should most people, number one, get their metabolism checked to see if it's healthy or not?
Well, you know what? It's not a bad thing to kind of know approximately how many calories you are allowed in your day. So if you want to keep track. So there's a couple of places. The best way to do it is to get a metabolic test done. You can go to you can go to the University of Alberta for that, or they have a testing there in the phys ed department. You can go to a health audit clinic or the Lynx clinic. There's some medical professional buildings that offer health audits where you can get a metabolic test done. And what they'll do is they'll just lay you on a table. They'll hook up the oxygen mask to you, and they'll just have you breathe. And they'll measure how much oxygen comes in, how much carbon dioxide goes out, your heart rate, your resting heart rate. And from there, they can give you probably the best accurate guess of what your basal metabolic rate is. And it's kind of nice to know what it would be for you, and then you can adjust your caloric intake and then maybe keep track of how much movement you have in a day. So if keeping track of your steps and the mileage you cover, and it might give you an idea of how of trying to increase and be aware of how many more, much more movement you can do.
Paul, great stuff, man. We appreciate it. Have a great week.
Thanks, buddy. Take it easy.